The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
I'm Ben Teagle, the writer of this afternoon's play. I was fascinated by the world of Nigerian Scrabble, and I really wanted to write a play that shows a different and unexpected side of Africa that was full of comedy and reflected the hard work and dedication of so many people I know.
Hey! Come out of the way! It is a double road! Two cars, idiot! You want to see a doctor today? If I come out of this car, I will injure you here.
Could you wind up the window, please?
What's it?
The window.
How am I supposed to instruct these idiots with the windows closed?
It's just the fumes.
You do not like fumes?
Well...
Okay, no problem, boss man. You must excuse these people. Hey! Their mothers must have dropped them on their heads when they were babies. There you go. No more fumes. I like to keep my customers satisfied. So, you are a Yankee?
A Yankee?
From the States. Bringing the big dollars.
I'm from Scotland.
What land?
Scotland.
Only joking, boss man. I know Scotland. That is in England, right?
Not exactly. It's...
So you are bringing the big pounds then, eh? You have got pounds in Scotland, right?
Well, yeah.
And you know you need to look after me when I deliver you safely.
You mean the fare?
Plus a little something on top.
A tip?
Oyibo always leave a nice tip.
Oyibo?
White man.
White man?
You have never been to Niger before.
My dad's from here, but...
Your daddy's from Niger. He went all the way to Scotland, Watland. And now you have returned.
I've never actually...
Welcome home, boss man. Welcome to Niger.
Thank you.
You do not have family to meet you at the airport.
Not that I know of.
Your daddy forgot his people.
Well, not exactly.
So you are traveling on your own for a holiday?
I've come to play Scrabble.
Scrabble?
Yeah.
So, you are a sportsman.
A sportsman?
So, you have arrived, Mr. Yomi from Scotland.
Here I am.
And you think you are a Scrabble player?
That's why I'm here.
Confident enough to travel to a new country? A new continent? To come and play with dedicated sportsmen?
Well...
If you are not good enough to represent your own country, what makes you think you are good enough to represent Nigeria?
I just want to play.
Your commitment is admirable, but you seem to have come here with assumptions. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know what you mean.
Assumption is a heavy armor. Do you know who said that?
I don't.
Well, you should. It was your own countryman, Robert Burns.
Okay.
And to play Scrabble, you must have the correct attitude. The tile gods do not favor the arrogant.
Tile gods?
To be successful in this sport requires a unique combination of dedication and fate. Tell me, are you a humble person?
I think so.
Do you work hard?
Of course.
Because without dedication, how can you expect the tile gods to smile upon you? Come with me.
I used to have this recurring dream where I'd fall into this huge pool of Scrabble tiles, like one of them kids' ball pools, but full of little plastic squares. Right now I feel like I'm choking on Z's, X's and J's as I stand there in front of them. Rows and rows of men behind desks all looking at me, some bemused, some smiling, some not, but all of them staring right at me. And that's when I see her. The only woman in the room, she's hostile and intense. Stares right through me, then looks away.
Okay, gentlemen and lady, you are gathered here, Nigeria's most elite band of Scrabble players. During the next 3 weeks, you will attempt to take the final steps. This year, We are going to the World Championships with full force.
Yes.
No African team has ever returned victorious.
Until now.
Correct.
By the grace of God.
Yeah, I did not believe our new arrival from the UK would actually make it, but he did. So, you will each play two knockout games, leaving us with 8 players. Then one of those 8 will be selected at random to have a playoff with our new arrival. The remaining 8 will make it to camp, but only 6 will be on the plane to China. And remember, do not be afraid, because fear is like fire. It can be your greatest friend, but if you let it rage out of control, it will burn you. Use your fear, my brothers and sisters. When it feels like the tile gods are against you, that is when you must draw upon your innermost resources and earn your victory.
Yes.
Now let us pray together. Dear Father, we pray that you will support us today and bring us luck and judgment in our honest endeavors. Look kindly upon our work.
I open my eyes during those prayers, and she's staring right at me. Everyone else is praying, except her and me, and she just stares. Doesn't flinch, doesn't look away. Just stares. And after those prayers, I wander around, watching the games, waiting for the biggest game of my life, observing the intensity. Then, during a break in the action, hi, I'm Yomi.
Good for you.
It's all a bit intense in there, eh?
I beg your pardon?
The matches, it's a bit...
They do things differently where you are from.
Well...
Better, perhaps.
Oh, not better.
Scrabble just... at this level is not supposed to be a frivolous activity.
I know that.
I presume you did not travel all this way for a holiday or to make idle chitter-chatter.
Of course not. I was just trying to be friendly.
I am not here to make friends. I am here to compete.
So am I. But you can surely have a wee natter as well.
What is a wee natter?
Forget it. Doesn't matter. And with that, she's gone. And I'm wondering why I'm here. But he loved Scrabble. That's what they said. Now, everyone in Nigeria loves Scrabble. It's a national obsession, but him more than most. Nobody could ever beat him. He was the champion of Robert Gordon's university, beating students from all over the world. And he was going to teach me. She told me that. As soon as I could read to expand my vocabulary, like they did in Nigeria, it was a thing he was most excited about, teaching me Scrabble. In the end, I had to teach myself.
My name is Victor.
Yomi.
You have come here from the UK?
Scotland.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
Why did you come here?
Well, my dad's from here.
But you are not.
Well, I'm here now.
I can see that. These spectacles do not mean I am blind. And... you have still not answered the question. You're a Scrabble player?
I am.
But you do not represent Scotland.
I wanted to play for Nigeria.
You are not good enough for Scotland.
Oh, I just want to play.
But you are good enough for Nigeria.
Can we start?
We have rules here. There will be a bell.
All right. Sorry.
I suppose we're about to find out how good or otherwise you are.
And this is it. Just me, him, and the tiles. Only the board between us. Man against man, a battle of wills. He stares at me through these huge milk bottle lenses. White eyes magnified against black skin. He's psyching me out. Full of intensity. We're like two boxers at the weigh-in.
Let us play.
So I start with Pave, straight 9, doubled up for 18, and I'm already sweating. His R on the end makes Paver, and then it's down to make Rent, double word score, 18, then Blat, an old Soviet term, an informal agreement, 14 points. He's thinking, I'm thinking. He shuffles his rack, tension mounts, and it goes on like that, tit for tat, word for word, until there's 18 tiles in the bag. He surged ahead, 389 to 302. The triple word squares are in play. He places eyes for 24, 413 to 302. He's poker-faced as I play Ko across the top of Orgiak, relating to Orgy. Yay in the top corner, 437 to 324. And then I see it. The bingo that could save me. Jutties for 72. Plural of jutty. The S at the top of spa. Maybe those tile gods are smiling on me after all. Then I see another bingo, but it's one I can't place. He roars back with rejoin for 49 points. 496 to 396. No tiles left. All I can play is denim for 12. And he's got 5 left. Best single play is meow. I know this, and he knows it too. It ends 521 to 408. An annihilation.
I believe you have been defeated.
Yeah, I'm not blind either.
Victor by name, victor by nature.
Fair play. You deserved it.
Correct.
You got lucky with those tiles, though.
There was no luck in this game.
The tile gods, then. They were smiling on you.
Perhaps, perhaps not. But I suspect this particular victory was more about experience and talent.
At the expense of humility.
Coach.
What?
I just...
Save your explanations. I've told you many times about your conduct. Now, if you'll excuse us, I would like to speak with our defeated opponent.
Of course, no problem.
You have the air of a disappointed man, Mr. Yomi from Scotland.
I lost. What do you expect?
One must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. You have not heard these words before?
I haven't.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and you certainly should not lose hope. You played a decent game.
I'd prefer good to decent.
There were positive signs. You know a lot of words. Your problem is technique.
He beat me fair and square.
Well, of course he did. Victor is one of Nigeria's best players. He has genuine talent, even if his attitude can be somewhat lacking at times.
Some of his plays were amazing.
Oh, you are surprised by that?
Well, no,
he's more experienced than you. Why would he not beat you so comprehensively?
I reckon your tile gods were smiling on him as well, though.
Despite what anyone says, you can never discount the God factor. People talk about luck, but God has a part to play in everything. However, the tile gods never smile upon suspect technique. You do not believe in that?
I didn't say that.
You do not have to. So what now?
What do you mean?
You will go home with your tail between your legs, as they say in England?
I'm from Scotland.
What if I was to give you another chance?
You said I had to compete on equal terms. No second chances and no favours.
This is not a favour. You can trust me on that one. It is management technique.
It feels like a favour to me.
You know, another famous man once said, if you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. Do you know who that was?
No idea.
Well, guess.
Nelson Mandela?
It was Kanye West.
The singer?
You are aware of his work?
Of course.
But you do not appreciate his talent?
Well,
I think Kanye West is a lot like our friend Victor. He lacks modesty at times, but he's a talented artist, and I find his rhythms compelling. Maybe they will both learn.
I don't really understand.
But his words ring true, do they not?
I suppose they do.
Well, the offer is there for you to come and compete in camp. Losing should give you an extra determination to work harder. Would you like to guess that one?
No idea.
Wayne Rooney of Manchester United. Well, now, the choice is yours. Do you want to stay or do you want to go home?
That night, in my hotel room, no sun in the sky, but the heat is sweltering. I listen to the sounds of nighttime Lagos drift past my window. I've always dreamed about this place. In a strange way, it feels like home. And I want to stay. But nobody likes being a loser, especially a loser surrounded by winners. The coach is right, though. This is too good a chance to turn down. The chance to stay here and learn with purpose.
Gentlemen and lady, may I have your attention, please? Congratulations to you all on making it this far.
As you will see, I have awarded a wild card place in camp to our friend from Scotland. You must accept my decision and sharpen your focus. We have the makings of the best Scrabble team Nigeria has ever seen. But the coming few weeks will be crucial. You must learn to work together. Sportsmen are notoriously temperamental, but you must quickly learn how to checkmate your emotions. Mr. Yomi, perhaps by way of proper introduction, you can lead us in our morning devotion.
I beg your pardon?
It is traditional in camp that we pray each morning.
What, you want me to do it?
Of course, why not? We are building a team. We must walk together, pray together, eat together.
It's just a...
You do not pray?
Not really.
It is up to him if he prays or not.
What do you mean? We have already made accommodations for those who cannot pray together. Now we are making accommodations for people who do not want to pray at all. They are newcomers and they want to invent the rules.
I am not inventing the rules.
We have always done our morning devotion together, just as we have always done our afternoon run together.
There is no rule that says we have to always continue as we have been doing. Change is the law of life. That was John F. Kennedy, by the way. It is a very wise quote.
We cannot just dispense with established methods.
Says who?
Can I just ask about this afternoon run?
We will come to that later.
It's just...
For now, we must decide on morning devotion.
And surely there is nothing to decide. We have always done our morning devotion collectively.
We have always done a lot of things, and none of them have brought us home from the World Championships victorious.
But what I am saying is...
We should let democracy decide.
This is nonsense.
You think democracy is nonsense?
Democratizing prayer is nonsense.
I beg your pardon?
Excuse me, coach.
You are excused. On this occasion. Now, all of you that are in favor of a collective morning devotion, raise your hands, please. 5-4 in favor of choice. Is everyone happy with that?
I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you for what?
For backing me up in there.
I was not backing you up. I was expressing an opinion.
I know that, but...
It was a fortunate coincidence. Nothing more.
Well, thanks anyway.
You're welcome. Why are you here anyway?
The same reason everyone else is here.
Everyone else is here because they are Nigerians who want to play Scrabble for Nigeria.
And I want to play Scrabble for Nigeria too.
A white man.
How can you even say that?
A brown man, then. It is the same thing. And you still have not answered the question.
I want to go to the World Championships.
And you think you are good enough?
I used to think I was.
Until Victor taught you a lesson?
Well, yeah.
You know, I actually hoped you would beat him. Even if it meant you stole a place from a proper Nigerian.
Stole?
Yes, stole.
A bit harsh.
You are what?
Doesn't matter.
You are here now. You should be happy.
I want to learn.
Learn then. What is stopping you?
I watched you playing earlier. Will you help me?
Why would I do that?
Maybe we can help each other.
What exactly can you do to help me?
It was only an idea.
The coach will help you. You are his responsibility. It was him who asked you to stay.
I just thought...
That we should be friends?
No. Just...
You're a strange man.
Thanks.
There is no need to look so sad. I am sure your behavior is perfectly normal in your own country. You know, maybe we can play one practice game tomorrow during the break. I will instruct you and observe. Only once, though.
Fair enough.
And by the way, my name is Amira.
She's right, though. This place is different. It might feel like home in a strange kind of way, but I'm the one who talks different and acts different.
So, this morning, we overcame the first major hurdle that stood in the way of team bonding. But as we all know, this game is about more than just words.
It's about technique.
Of course, Victor.
And mental composure.
Absolutely. Being in the right state of mind to play the game.
And what else?
Physiology.
Very good. It is about putting yourself in the best physical state for maximum performance.
Physical state?
We need to be attuned both physically and mentally.
We're sat at a table playing a board game.
This afternoon, we will partake in the first elements of our physical program.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, don't tell me. He wants to tinker with this too.
Well, I just don't understand what running has to do with Scrabble.
It is a physical activity which makes the blood flow faster in your brain.
And when the blood flows faster in your brain, it makes you ready to play Scrabble properly. Perhaps you should have run before you played me.
That is enough, Victor. You must have heard the saying, healthy body equals healthy mind.
Of course I have.
Then you will know what I'm talking about.
Is the running compulsory?
Of course it's compulsory.
Nothing is compulsory.
I'll just leave it then.
But if you want to opt out, then you must explain why.
Let him do what he wants. He will only slow us down anyway.
For now, he is part of the team, same as anybody else.
Then he should not be asking us to change our methods.
I'm not asking anybody to change anything.
Then what exactly are you doing? Perhaps you should ask fewer questions and concentrate on learning words and improving your techniques.
I will not tell you again, Victor. But I'm afraid, Mr. Yomi, that I have to agree with your colleague.
Thank you, Coach.
On this occasion. If you are part of this camp, then you should join us on the run.
What if I can't keep up?
Any performance improvement will be welcomed. Without continual growth and progress, such words as improvement, achievement, and success have no meaning. Who said that one?
No idea.
You are not going to guess?
I don't know. Usain Bolt?
It was Benjamin Franklin. Now, go and get ready to run.
When in Rome and all that, or when in Lagos, as the case may be, I hadn't run anywhere for years. I made an art form out of avoiding cross-country at school, and I've added a good few pounds since then. But I find myself slogging through the streets of Lagos with a bunch of elite Scrabble players, lagging at the back, puffing and panting in a pair of brown brogues. It's madness. Utter madness.
The running is a problem for you.
I just don't see why it's necessary.
They have already explained it to you. Are your ears made of cloth?
I don't run anywhere at home.
You're not at home now.
I'm just not used to it.
Well, you should get used to it. You can train yourself to do anything you want, anything at all.
I don't want to train myself to run.
And that is your problem. You think you should always be able to do what you want. You have no discipline. You're out of shape. You need to reduce your size.
What?
I think you heard what I said.
Are you for real?
You want me to say nice things about you, to butter you up and flatter your ego?
Well, no,
the running will help you. You should do it.
Fair enough.
Back home in Dura, I ran to and from school, miles and miles every day.
Dura?
Do you want a geography lesson or a Scrabble lesson?
The Scrabble's fine.
Good. Stop asking questions and listen then.
I think you could maybe do with being a wee bit more forthright.
Shall we start? I watched your game with Victor, and your main problem is that you do not control the board properly. You are too focused on making big plays. It makes your game loose.
Loose?
You know lots of words, but you do not know how to use them properly.
I'm not that bad.
It's like owning a Ferrari sports car and not being able to drive. You would be better with a pedal cycle.
I'm not sure
The small words are also important. They can make a big difference.
I already knew that.
Then you should practice it if you know it. You need to make sure you know all the words. You need to learn them in patterns.
I know most of them.
How much time do you spend learning words?
Quite a lot.
I was looking for a quantifiable response.
I don't know exactly.
Well, you should know exactly. Every night I return home from university. I eat my evening meal quickly. Then I learn words for 4 hours until it is time to sleep.
4 hours?
Then I spend 2 more hours in the morning before work.
What time do you get up in the morning?
That is not relevant. I have already learned all the 5-letter words. Now it is 6s. How many of the 5s do you know?
Some of them.
And the 4s?
Most of them.
Most?
I'm working on it.
On Saturdays and Sundays, I spend 12 hours learning words. Friday is my only day of rest.
That's unbelievable.
It is true.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't
mean...
There
are 24,043 allowable 7-letter words, 15,801 6-letter words...
All right, I get the message.
In the past 3 months, I have written down 35,000 of these words, and I will not stop until I've learned them all. Greatness does not come without work.
You've surely got to live a bit as well.
One day, Scrabble will pay my bills. I have won trophies, but trophies will not feed me. A scholarship is worth 350,000 naira every year for 3 years.
Wow.
You have turned up here to have fun. Some of us are not here for a holiday.
As the days went by, I started to see what Amira meant. That old Benjamin Franklin quote started making sense as well. All that Scrabble and running and Scrabble and running. I replaced my brown brogues with a pair of running shoes from a fancy shopping mall on the outskirts of Lagos. And by the second week, those daily runs were getting easier. Maybe that blood was starting to flow faster in my brain. I was improving. For whatever reason, her one game became a few. Maybe, under the surface, Amira was feeling just like me. And with her help, I started to look at the game differently. At strategy, at placing. I got better at probabilities, at playing the numbers in my head.
Who exactly do you think you are talking to?
I'm looking
to?
At you, am I not?
You should look away
I beg your pardon.
This is a serious business we are doing in this camp. You should not even be here speaking to me in this manner.
I was merely pointing out an error
and
in your game.
I already told you, if I want your opinion, I will ask for it.
Oh, steady on there, fella.
What has this got to do with you, eh?
There's no need to speak to
I did not ask for your opinion.
I was only saying.
Well, don't. I can fight my own battles.
Fair enough.
The court should remove you both from this place.
What exactly is your problem?
Coach,
and who are you to be telling me what to do?
Coach, I did not see
I do I not there. Care if you saw me or not. I asked you a question.
Her behavior is unacceptable. You need to manage this small girl.
You are telling me what is no, acceptable
all
now?
All I did this was point out an error in his strategy.
She should not be speaking to me in that manner.
And what manner is that?
It was inappropriate.
Please, explain to me what is inappropriate about a fellow player assisting you in camp. Go on, I'm waiting.
I have nothing more to say on the matter.
You are sure?
Yes.
Good. From now on, I presume you have nothing more to say on how I run this camp. Do you understand me? I asked if you have understood me.
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes, coach.
Very good. Now, I would like to speak to these two in private.
But
I will not tell you again, Victor! You two, come with me. It is important that we have a harmonious camp.
I'm sorry,
I know that Victor can be troublesome, but you must temper your emotions at all times, both of you.
He attacked me verbally.
I will take this opportunity to remind you of the old story about the madman and the clothes. Have you heard that one?
No.
Me neither.
One day you are taking a bath. You fold your clothes up neatly while you are taking a soak. And a madman bursts in and steals your neatly folded clothes. So you chase him out into the street through the busy marketplace. But remember, you are naked because he is carrying your clothes. But you are the one shouting and screaming, naked in the busy marketplace. Ask yourself this, who will the people think is the madman? Do you understand the point of this story?
Of course.
Yes, coach.
You must make sure you are never pursuing a madman through the streets when you are naked. And do not ever be the madman either.
But coach, please. You know exactly why he had a problem with me challenging him.
Perhaps I do.
Then please. Why do you not do something about it?
Because I am not a one-man court of law, and Victor is a very talented player.
So am I.
There is no question mark over that. There is also no question that he is lacking in manners.
So someone should teach him a lesson.
I would not disagree with that. But it should happen on the field of play.
Then it is settled. I want to play him in a challenge match.
Do you really think that you are the correct person for this task?
Of course. I will defeat him.
It is highly likely that you will. And then you will probably have to spend 2 weeks in his company in China. 2 weeks while he is wounded and even more difficult, with you as a constant reminder.
I do not care about that.
Well, I do.
because in order for us to return victorious from China, I need a harmonious atmosphere in the camp at all times. So we need an alternative plan.
No way. I'm not ready to play him again.
Whatever happened to that young man who came here full of confidence?
Well, I was never all that confident.
Well, perhaps now is the time to earn your stripes. To gain your place in the team legitimately.
Well, I know that.
And you have shown excellent levels of dedication. As the great Sammy Davis Jr. once said, you have two choices, your commitment versus your fear.
So this is a choice then?
Everything is a choice.
You can beat him.
We need to have the wildcard game anyway. So it is time for the rematch between you and Victor.
I want you to beat him. I want you to ground him into the dirt. I want you
Steady
to...
Steady on.
This time, you can do it.
Easy for you to say.
You just need to focus and to stop playing so haphazardly.
Thanks for that. Very helpful.
You need to stop looking for so much meaning in the words all the time.
I don't understand how...
I watched you learning words. You ponder far too long with your dictionary.
How can you learn words without the dictionary?
It is an essential tool, yes. But for the purposes of this game, the words do not need to have any meaning.
I know all that,
you
but...
You say you know that, but still you seem to be learning words the wrong way. You need to think of them as mere combinations of numbers, a means to an end, nothing more.
How can I remember words if I don't even know what they mean?
Nobody can know everything.
Except Victor.
This is not a time for joking.
Sorry.
Some people always want to search for the meaning. But there's no time for that. There's not enough room in our brains.
But that's half the fun.
There is a time and a place for why. Most of the time, you just have to get on with it.
And that's what I'm doing.
I have observed that. You have been applying yourself properly.
Was that a compliment there?
Remember, in Scrabble, the points are the meaning. There are people playing all over the world. In China, Thailand, Brazil. Some of them barely speak English. They don't even know what 10% of the words mean, but they know how to place them. They have strategy. We need to work on the patterns.
My brain doesn't work like that.
Then you must make it work like that. You must create filing cabinets inside your brain.
Filing cabinets?
Use them to store the words and patterns in an orderly fashion. If we start now, you can at least make some more progress before you play him again.
And that was it. The next 3 days, more intense than ever. Doing it her way. 12 hours a day, putting the words and patterns in filing cabinets in my head. And I was just starting to make progress when the last day of camp arrived. The day of the big rematch.
So, we meet again on the field of play.
Looks like it.
And you believe you will emerge victorious this time?
I believe I've got a chance.
Maybe so. You have been working hard. I've watched you.
You must have got better yourself.
There was less room for improvement with me, eh?
We're off, with everyone watching. She smiles at me and nods. I start with Empusa, doubled up for 20. He counters with Mac for 12. I'm short on vowels, so I go for a consonant dump. Brr. Double word score, 18 points. I stretch into the lead, but he chips away, relentlessly banging in 2, 3, and 4-letter words. Acme for 19, Cam for 14, Wan for 17, round after round like that, until we reach the closing stages. I'm 10 points ahead, with only 47 tiles in the bag. Then he plays Zircon for 63, 41 left. The Q might still be in there, if it's not on his rack. That and the J, last chance for a big score. The next few rounds, more of those little words. 2s, 3s, and 4s. Ch, vowel, and pa, and Then out comes the Q. 8 tiles left. 539 to 525 in his favour. No room for big words. I catch her eye as I play Kanat for 54 points. She almost smiles. A double word score on the Q. 539 to 579 in my favour. There's no way he can win now.
Perhaps it's time to be a bigger man, Victor.
He was blessed with good fortune.
It was you who said the game was about practice, skill and strategy. Well?
He played a good game.
You are correct, but you should say it to him, not me.
You played a good game. It was a deserved victory.
Thanks.
But funnily enough, the harder I practice, the luckier I get.
Ah, you want me to guess that one?
If you can.
You really think I do not know the most important sporting quote of them all? It was Gary Player, the golfer.
Worth a try, I suppose.
If you will both excuse me.
He looks upset.
Well, of course he's upset. Victor's a professional Scrabble player. What do you expect?
When you put it like that.
You have your reasons for playing Scrabble and for travelling here to do it. Victor also has his reasons for playing. He's a family man. People depend on him. Scrabble is how he pays his bills.
I tried not to let them, but those words took the shine off my victory. For these guys, Scrabble was something else altogether. I was starting to realise how much this game means to some people.
Victor! Any chance of a word?
There is nothing to discuss. You won the match. The coach has made a decision. I must respect that.
I just wanted to say
it was only one game, but it was a good game. You worked hard for your victory. Perhaps I could have worked harder myself.
I got decent tiles, to be fair.
You deserve to win.
Thanks.
So, you go to China now to represent Nigeria as a Nigerian. You have got what you wanted. Now, if you would excuse me.
After all these days spent learning new words and new techniques, pounding those Lagos streets, learning the Nigerian way of doing things, all of the discipline and the focus, I should feel like I've earned this victory. I should feel happy, ecstatic even. But somehow I don't. A tiny part of me does feel more Nigerian. But it's not because I'm about to get on that plane to China. It's got nothing to do with that.
Coach, can I have a word?
Oh, of course, of course. What can I do for you?
I've decided I'm not coming to China.
May I ask why?
It just doesn't feel right.
You played a good game earlier. You have travelled a long way and worked hard for this.
I know that, but Victor's a good player and...
And what? You came here to play because your father was a Nigerian. You have earned your place.
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
You are a good man, Mr. Yomi from Scotland. Now, can I be honest with you?
Of course you can.
I had a strong feeling you might come to this decision. I've been expecting your visit. What is it you call it? A hunch?
I don't understand.
I suspect you have achieved a great deal of what you set out to do anyway. Now, should I tell Victor the news or you?
I'll leave it to you.
You never know. Perhaps Victor will also have learned a lesson from this experience. And you will definitely return home a better player. How is it you say? Everyone is a winner. Now, are you sure you don't want to join us in China anyway, as part of the official party, even if you don't want to compete?
I don't think so.
It'll be a good experience for you. You can prepare for the next time.
I appreciate the offer. I really do. But I reckon it's time to go home now.
Ah, you have had enough of Nigeria?
Of course not. I'll be back one day.
I certainly hope so. And I also hope you eventually get the chance to compete at the championships.
So do I.
As they say, you must concentrate all your thoughts on the work at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until they are brought to a focus.
Is that another quote?
I will let you guess who it is from.
I don't know.
You must guess.
Beyonce Knowles.
You have been ridiculous now.
Give up then.
It was another of your compatriots. Alexander Graham Bell. They are wise words, do you not think?
So, it is time for you to go home now.
It looks like it.
You played well against Victor.
The tile god smiled on me.
Because you had prepared properly, Kanat was a good play. I was impressed.
Was that another compliment?
You have improved. You have upgraded your technique.
Those compliments are fairly racking up now, eh?
You like to make jokes.
There's nothing wrong with a wee joke every now and then.
At the correct time and in the correct place. You know, I searched for the Scottish Scrabble team on the internet.
Why?
Because I was curious.
I didn't think you'd have time for frivolous stuff like that.
I saw your name there. It said you had been selected for their team.
Did it now?
So why did you come here?
I just did.
That is not really an answer.
Because I wanted to.
That is not much better.
I'm not going to play for Scotland and China if that's what you're worried about.
I am not worried about anything. I'm simply curious. You must have had a reason for coming here when you could have played for Scotland anyway.
A wise woman once told me, you don't have to understand the reason for everything.
Mm-hmm. Your father never brought you to Nigeria?
I can't remember him. He was a Scrabble player, though.
Same as mine. He taught me to play. Then he sent me here to study a few years ago.
He's still in Dura?
For now, yes. So you will travel home now? Back to Scotland?
I reckon so.
And you're finished with Nigeria?
I'll be back.
To attend the training camp?
Don't worry. I won't be trying to steal any more places from Nigerians.
I do not think I would call it stealing. Not anymore.
Thanks.
I'm only speaking the truth.
What about you? Will you go back to Dura when you get back from China?
Dura is not an easy place for a woman who loves Scrabble.
Why not?
There are people there who do not like this kind of thing.
They don't like Scrabble.
Believe it or not, some people don't.
Well, make sure you look me up if you ever make it to Scotland.
I think I have heard enough of your jokes to last me a lifetime.
Was that a wee joke of your own in there?
Perhaps it was.
Scrabble can be a cruel mistress. Someone said that to me once. A game of words and patterns and chance, divine intervention even. He was always going to teach me to play, and I had to teach myself in the end. At least I thought I'd taught myself. Until I came here. Back home. To Niger.
I will keep the window up for you. I know you do not like the fumes.
Does anybody like fumes?
Yeah, sometimes people have to make difficult trades. Air or heat.
Fair enough.
You people must have cold blood in Scotland, Watland.
Not that cold.
So, you've got a plane to catch, boss man. You are going back home.
That's right.
I read in the newspaper the national team is going to China. You are not going with them.
Not this time.
You are not going to represent Nigeria.
Maybe one day.
Well, maybe it's best that you do not go to that place anyway.
Why is that?
I read that there are over 1.4 billion people there.
Sounds about right.
And wherever you go, a certain percentage of people are bound to be crazy, right?
I suppose so.
So, if there are 1% crazy people in Nigeria, that makes less than 2 million, right? But in China, 1% makes 14 million.
When you put it like that...
Hey, you did not think about it, did you?
I didn't.
So, I think you made a good decision. The gods have been smiling on you.
The tile gods.
What?
It's a Scrabble thing.
No problem, boss man. Whatever you say.
In Triple Word Score by Ben Tago, Yomi was played by Tunji Kasim, Amira by Adura Onoshile, Victor by Jimmy Akingbola, the coach by Jude Akudike, and the taxi driver by Ben Onwukwe. Triple Word Score was a BBC Scotland production directed by Gaynor McFarlane.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.